Time to check in with the Central Goldfields Shire and their CEO, Lucy Roffey, joins us on the show. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. So, tis the time to be giving. You almost want to go fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. No, not quite. But it is community grant application time. They are open now.
That's right. So, we're asking for community groups to have a look at our community grants guidelines and put in an application for our community grants. We're putting $33,250 available. So they're for grants of more than $500. And the grant applications are now open and they'll close on Monday the 13th of June. So if anybody's got projects that will really help out, community and particularly, COVID recovery, we're really interested to hear from those community groups and to get those applications in. And, of course, if anyone has any questions, they can get in touch with our Manager of Community Partnerships, Kim Murphy. Contact details on the website because I know sometimes community groups find it a little bit difficult to apply for those grants. So they most certainly can ring, find out how to do it and get some assistance as well.
Yeah, that I think is a great point because, and I'd be one of them too, you know, anytime you start to look at anything sort of semi-official with forms involved in that, like confusion reigns very easily.
And we do try and keep it as simple as we can, but we've also, there's information that we do need to collect. So yeah, hopefully there's a good balance there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Youth Council, I always think these are fantastic, you know, to get the young people involved and an opportunity now to nominate for the Youth Council.
Yeah, look, we've got a fantastic youth worker, Gemma Simpson, who is leading this initiative. And we're looking for young people aged between 14 and 23 who really want to get involved and join our Youth Council. It's a great opportunity to get more involved in council's policies and plans and strategies. An opportunity to meet councillors and really be part of the decision making of council. So really excited to hear from young people who are interested in applying. Applications are open until the 31st of May. And again, Gemma is available to take questions from young people if they want to know a little bit more about what's involved and the time commitment before they make their application.
Okay. And the Autumn Community News magazine is out now, arriving in people's letterboxes. What does this cover?
Well, it's full of news. And look, we know that lots of people get their information different ways. You know, a lot of people on Facebook and those who read the newspaper. But we also know that our community love our news magazine. It comes out every quarter and it includes updates on our major projects, particularly what's happening in each town. An update on youth services, our new immunisation service and how that's going to be rolled out, particularly now we're in the middle of flu season, updates on the gallery and sustainability, and an opportunity to meet the library team. So each edition we also focus on a particular team in council, and it's a great opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about the staff that deliver our services.
Terrific stuff. Yeah, I guess it's one of those magazines too that it's good just to, you know, keep somewhere that you can almost use as a reference guide in some respects too, to go back to and find out what's happening, particularly the fact that it's quarterly. So, yeah, very, very handy one to hang around.
Well, it also has important phone numbers and contact details as well. So it is actually really helpful to have it, you know, when thinking about getting in touch with councillors or council staff. There's information there too about how to get in touch.
Lovely. All right, Lucy, well, listen, have a great week. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Great, thank you.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call.